I want to play one more clip of Amir because I think he's got such great insight into this. And here he's referring to, well, he's going to again bring up the issue of the war, Ezekiel 38, 39, Gog and Magog, if we could play clip one.
Okay, so when the Bible gives us things, it gives us dots or anchors. I call them anchors. Now, what is it exactly between? We don't know exactly what, you know, there's a war in Ukraine, there's a war in Korea, there's a war here. We don't know what's going to happen. But we know one thing. We know that this will happen and this will happen for this to happen. So obviously, America will no longer stand by Israel. Obviously, America may not even be a superpower that can help Israel. And obviously, the evil regime in Iran will still stay there in power in order to come against Israel in the near future. And by the way, Winston Churchill wrote in, I think it was either August or September of 1938, he wrote to his good friend Lord Moyne that I have a bleak suspicion that we're about to have to choose between shame and war, and I think we're going to choose shame, and then war will be thrown at our doorpost in much more adverse terms. And I think America chose shame because it's a shameful thing to deal with the IRGC, and war will come in a much more adverse terms, and that's the Ezekiel war.
Michelle, would you agree with what Amir just said?
Well, the setup has to be that all nations abandon Israel.
That's right, exactly. Zechariah 12.
The thought came to me as we've had all the discussions about this agreement that it isn't that when the war actually happens in Ezekiel 38 that all nations abandon Israel. I think the abandonment can happen before that. And so my question with this agreement is this agreement going to be how we abandon Israel? Maybe we're abandoning them now through this agreement, as opposed to when all of the horses and weapons are facing Israel in the mountains north of Israel. Right. That's my concern. Okay. And so that's why I think so many of us who read scripture, who are watchmen on the wall about what the times are that we're living in, I've wondered, is this the moment when the United States abandons Israel with this agreement? What a horror show that would be for the United States of America.